I don't know what it was about this particular area, but we had an opportunity to go tour a number of homes in Boulder, Colorado, that was a contractor that was a member of a National Trade Association. And it was the strangest thing to me. We had these beautiful multi-million dollar homes that they spent so much time and effort making it that perfect ranch Western style home. And all the artwork and all the homes we went to were all Asian. It was so misplaced and such a clash of things that it was almost uncomfortable to sit in the homes because everything just felt so out of place. And it's funny, you know, I very rarely think about the interior design of my own home, but it really, you spend so much time in it, being in a home that you're uncomfortable in is not a pleasurable experience.
No. Doing sort of an Asian type of home is very, very just so neutral on everything. Blacks, whites, it isn't inviting. Obviously, bringing color in gives the warmth. You want to be there.
And there was nothing wrong with it. It was just so misplaced to the style of the home.
For the style of the home.
And it's like you spent all this money remodeling to make it look like this beautiful Western home.
Yes.
And then you spent all this money on artwork that doesn't even match the home. I don't understand it.
No, I know. I know.
There are always paint manufacturers that tell us what the paint trends are. You mentioned that maybe the grays and the stark whites and blacks.
Yep, they're probably going to be going out.
They're going out.
Yeah, and sort of the stark colors are going to be out, and there's going to be sort of a wide spectrum of probably jewel tones, of blues, shades of terracotta, living coral, soft pinks and deep greens coming in for 2020. But we'll see when they're announced.
What's a safe color, Angela? What, you know, you're going to take, it is expensive to paint as well. What can you be safe painting that's going to last? Kind of a classic choice.
Classic choice, I mean, the most classic choice would be Swiss coffee. That's been going forever.
That's a low glare white.
Precisely.
Yeah.
But it's not a stark white, you know.
Right.
It sort of gives you a warmth to a room, and it's a palette you can work off, for sure.
And it really does take the glare of a room off.
Yes.
It's a color we've worked with a lot in the past.
Yes.
Maybe not quite as much as Navajo white, but that's all they had in the 70s. I mean, you had Navajo white in flat or an eggshell.
Oh, eggshell white.
Pick your choice.
Well, Angela's job is even more important now just because there are so many choices. It is so hard to neck down to what you want between the style and the color, the textures, the furniture, the window coverings. It's quite a complicated process.
Now, in y'all's showroom, what are some of the different manufacturers that y'all work with? Because, you know, that's a big key that we haven't even touched on yet.
Yeah. Primarily, we do Hunter Douglas, which we can do manual motorized. We do Lutron shadings as well, manual motorized. We do Norman shades, Graber. So there's a very, very good choice there. Fabric-wise, we do people like Fabricut, Allendale, which is a European fabric, Cravat, lots of choice, RM Coco.
And you can see all of these at either of the showrooms.
You can.
And is there any of these that we couldn't get done before the holidays? What's the turnaround time to get?
To be truthful, most things now before the holidays would be very, very limited. It would depend on what it was. Shutters, motorization, that type of thing, you'd be into the new year.
And if someone wanted to get a hold of you, Miss Angela, how would they do that?
If they want to get a hold of me personally, then dial 480-202-1175. And then the showroom number would be 480-478-8612.
Is there a website?
There is. interioressentials@gmail.com. You can get us on there. You can actually get me on my personal one of Angela@interioressentials.com.
Okay. And you can find them at rosieonthehouse.com.
Window treatment category, and we appreciate you spending time this Saturday morning in studio with us. This was our On the House Hour coming up in our 10 o'clock hour. It's the open home hour. We open it up to you, the listener, about anything you want to talk about your home, castle, or cabin, either calls, text, or email. We have all of those communication lines open for whatever method you prefer. We actually had somebody ask just recently about more calls. And it's really changed cell phones. When people had landlines, they would sit on hold for 10 minutes, 20 minutes, an hour. But with cell phones, nobody waits on hold. The listening experience, somebody's driving around on Bluetooth, I don't enjoy listening to that when I hear other radio programs, so I won't do that to our listeners. So if you're in a quality controlled environment where you've got not barking dogs or loud Bluetooth speakers as you're driving hands-free and you've got time to call, wait, and sincerely ask a question, we'll sincerely take you on air. Or if you'd rather text, we do have that open, 411-923, email info@rosieonthehouse.com to meet all forms of current and modern communication, whatever it is you'd like to talk about, your home, castle, or cabin. We've spent the hour with Angela Hurst of Interior Essentials. And you didn't get a prank call from either one of your sons.
I sure did not.
We were worried about that.